Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us, and we appreciate everybody that joined in during that last two or three segments where we talked about Ruth Ginsburg and the replacement of, and who's that going to be, and a lot of great dialogue, by the way. And there's a lot of text messages that I've been answering along those lines as well. And by the way, I really do appreciate that. So thank you.
What do they think?
I've got some texters that don't necessarily agree that Lagoa is a guarantee that we win all down tickets, because not all Latinos think the same when it comes to who she is, and I would agree with that.
I would agree with that, too. No one's a guarantee.
Right.
I'm saying Lagoa helps a lot more, and that is why you've got senator after senator begging Trump for her.
Yeah, and that could be right. I don't know that – let me say this. I don't think either is a bad pick, and I think we can still win handily if we do things correctly with either pick, and I don't think picking somebody before the election hurts us. In fact, I think if we don't pick someone, we, as in Trump and in that particular end of things, if we as conservatives and as Republicans don't pick someone by November and get somebody, confirmed by then, I think it hurts our base, and he really loses out on that end of things far more. That will affect him far more than if he decides to push that thing off until after the election. That's my two cents.
Well, I know that I'm less worried now than I was. I was worried because I thought we had lost three votes for sure right off the top, Murkowski, Collins, and Romney. I thought all three of those were gone and that we needed 50 out of 50 and that we wouldn't get it. Now I'm much more confident. I still think it's going to be rough for us. If we replace RBG with her polar opposite, without having any demographic edge. And I don't care about demographics. You know that. You don't care about them. I don't. Many American voters do. You sell to the, you sell to the customers that you have, not the ones you wish you had.
I'm just not. You're more convinced than I that the Supreme Court pick has a ton of weight with, voters of all sorts, independents and conservatives. I think the pick itself has more to do than the person that he picks.
Describe ton of weight. I'm talking on the margins.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it any more than that.
Yeah, but the margins is what's going to win or lose the election. Look,
for some, it won't be for Trump himself, but maybe for some down tickets.
I'm going to put it this strongly. I think choosing Amy Coney Barrett, who, by the way, is my preference. That's who I like the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's if Andy gets who Andy wants, it's her. All right? I believe choosing Amy Coney Barrett does put an election that I thought was in the bag in danger.
For who?
Trump. And
I'll disagree with you on all that.
That's fine. No. Yeah, no. You can disagree.
I don't think it's going to affect Trump. Could it affect some down tickets?
I think it will.
Maybe.
I think it will affect Trump.
I don't think it will.
Well, but
Let's take a look at. I don't think does.
Why don't we just go with the numbers and stay with one measuring stick, okay? Rasmussen had him at 53 when this dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where he is 2 weeks from when it dropped. So a week from Friday, let's see where he is if he chooses Amy Coney Barrett, okay? And let's just see. Let's see how it goes, all right? Do I think he will lose if he gets her? Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's in danger, okay? I think he was not in danger before this. I think he was sailing to victory.
What do you think puts him in danger?
Every indicator showed that he was not only going to win big, but very possibly have coattails. In other words, he was going to help the down ticket races a lot. The simple fact is that now people, instead of talking about the riots the riots were driving all the independents to Trump. Trump was down with independents 10 to 15% just 2 months ago, John. He is up with independents now 5 to 10%. That's all because of the riots. The riots have killed Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
They might as well be throwing bricks at Joe Biden's house.
I agree.
They have driven the middle to Donald Trump. Now, what can take people's minds off the riots? Having a brutal battle over the Supreme Court justice and having it be somebody who flat out is going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And that is what this is going to be about. If Amy Barrett becomes the nominee, Roe v. Wade now becomes a massive issue. And Roe v. Wade was barely top 10 anymore, okay, going into this election. It was going to be nothing. And as you know, Roe v. Wade energizes the left. Here's another thing that's really important, John. You and I both know that voter enthusiasm for Trump was running about 20 points ahead of Biden before this hit. Okay, that's another reason I was predicting a Trump landslide. His voters were extremely enthusiastic. Biden's weren't. Okay, if we select Amy Coney Barrett, their enthusiasm is going to rise dramatically, and they're not going to have a hard, nearly as hard a time getting turnout in their base. Plus, a lot of independents are not rabidly pro-life like you and me. I mean, we are very pro-life, all right? So is Amy Coney Barrett, and she's going to drive the court that direction. A lot of independents won't like that extreme of a flip-flop between the court before and after. Does that make sense? So, yeah, I think it'll hurt him. Do I think it's going to make him lose? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's going to take what looked like an in-the-bag election and make it not in the bag. It casts some doubt over it, and I didn't want any doubt. That's all. And by the way, if he wins, she's still going to be on the court in a year or two.
Yeah, that's probably, well, yeah, potentially, yeah.
I think so. Because here's the reason.
You think Clarence will step down?
Yeah, and here's why. Because in 2022, you're going to have another year where far more Republican seats are up in the Senate than Democrat seats. And so there's going to be immense pressure on the two elderly Republican judges to step down in that time, in 2021, and probably by late 2021, early 2022.
In case we don't win the Senate in 2022?
Yeah, actually, the odds are we're going to lose the Senate in 2022. The odds are very strong. And then in 2024, we're going to have a great year again because it's going to be stacked in our favor. But 2022 to 2024, when we know we have Trump, that's going to be not so good. 2020 to 2022, I know I'm going all these numbers, I know, blur together when people are listening on the radio. Let's just say this. For the next 2 years, it's a prime time.
Yeah, I agree.
To get somebody on there.
Well, again, you, first things first, if you know you've got the ability to do those things early in your Trump's second 4 years, what's the technical term of saying his second term? When you're early into the second term, you know you've got it in the bag, you know you don't have a third term, whatever you do is whatever you do, you know you've got the Senate at that point behind you, I'm not sure what we'll be with the House, we're not sure till after the election at that point, it's doubtful we'll take the House back over at that point in time, but let's just say we keep the Senate, we keep moving forward, and Trump's got that momentum. Yeah, you do what you need to do on the Supreme Court then.
I agree. And here's
in 2023, by the way.
No. This next spring.
Correct.
This next spring, at least one of them will likely step down and be replaced by Barrett.
Okay.
That's what I would predict.
Joe, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, have a little more time that way. Save the Children is up next, folks. And if you want to help save a child's life, do it today. It's really easy. They do all the heavy lifting. They find the kids. They know where they're at. They know who's in need. They do the vetting. They do the things we can't do. SaveChildrenKLZ.org, 1-800-570-5155.
You know, there are millions of kids right now who are living in poverty. As a matter of fact, one out of every five kids in America today is in poverty. And many of those families are the families of our veterans, men and women who have served us in the military. Our friends at Save the Children are standing in the gap for these veterans who know what it's like to deal with unexpected situations in the battlefield. But then you come home and you've got school closures and isolation, can't get to your doctor's appointments. That puts an extra layer of stress on families who already have a lot to deal with. That's where Save the Children can help, helping children of wounded veterans. Just one example of the vulnerable and often overlooked and forgotten kids right here at home that Save the Children represents. Now, it's really very basic. You give a $100 donation to Save the Children today, and that will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. Just $100 can do that. A $300 donation can provide that same child with food for an entire month. Go to Save Children KLZ right now and make sure that these kids don't need to worry about where their next meal is coming from. That's SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
Ascent Health Center, Dr. Julie Marchio, if you don't feel well and you don't know why, she can help you determine. In fact, there's some free tests right now she's got going on where she can help determine what's going on in your world to make you feel better. Give her a call today, 303-343-8800, or find her at AscentHealthCenter.com.
You just don't feel good. Maybe it's an immune disorder. Maybe it's lack of healthy diet and exercise. Maybe it's a hormone imbalance or some unidentified underlying health issue. Whatever the reason, you can't remember the last time you felt truly refreshed, full of energy, and free of aches and pains. Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center believes it's possible to feel great. She wants to give you hope by providing practical direction for healthy lifestyle changes. Nobody can figure out their health issues and maintain a perfect diet and exercise alone. We all need guidance and support to find out what's going on and work to fix it. Dr. Julie and the team at Ascent Health Center will meet with you to identify some possible causes for your high stress levels, low energy levels, and poor sleep. Then they will make a plan to stop feeling awful all the time and start feeling great. Mention Rush to Reason today for a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Julie.
Governor Polis just issued yet another emergency executive order to force people to continue wearing face masks. Really? Kim Munson here. Wednesday, Kevin Lundberg, former Colorado State Senator and co-editor of the new book Unmasked 2020, Colorado's Hard Left Turn and a Warning to America, joins me. Tim McCormick, DA candidate for Adams and Broomfield counties, will talk community safety. And Kim Munson Show partner, Castlegate Knife and Tool owner, Hal Van Herkey, shares his thoughts on the latest issues. All this Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
Want to learn how to speak clearly, effectively, and persuasively? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I'm going to take Joe in a second. Before that, though, there is a petition that's been started on, what's it called? What's the website that you go to? Change.org. Sorry, there's been a petition on Change.org.
Okay.
To delay the filling of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat. Now, you can run all the petitions you want. It'll make a hill of beans a bit of difference.
No, it's going to make no difference.
I don't care if you have a million signatures on change.org. It ain't going to matter.
You know, some people
Why waste
just,
your time?
Some people just don't understand when they have no power.
And there's nothing. That's a waste of time.
I know.
I just wasted breath talking about it.
It's like voting third party.
Exactly.
You're protesting.
Joe, you're up next. What's going on?
Hey, guys. You know, John, I'm going to have to go with Andy on this for a couple of reasons. You know, Trump, if he wins for the next 4 years, you know, he's still going to be limited because you're still going to have a Democratic House of Representatives.
I think so, probably, yeah. It's going to be tough to take the House over.
Right, so legislatively, there's going to be very, very little Trump can do, but the down ballot, when you talk about the Senate and of course, we're talking about the Supreme Court, that's going to impact our lives for the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Trump does win, Stephen Breyer, who's a liberal, he's 86. You know, I think if Trump wins re-election, he's submitting his resignation the next day, the next month. We'll get two justices. So I think the strategy has to be, what will give us the greatest chance of keeping the Senate? And so I think that A is to put up somebody other than Barrett now that will be more, that won't turn off the independents
Legola.
Or not as pro-Trump as we are. And then you got, and that won't jeopardize people like Susan Collins. I mean, so we've got to hang on. If I have to pick between the president, the White House, and the Senate, I hate to say it, but I have to go with the Senate. Because if Biden gets in, if we hang on to the Senate, you know, but we control the Supreme Court and the Senate, there's very little that Biden will be able to do. So I think we need to do everything we can to keep the middle voting on the down ballot in favor of those Republican senators who are up for re-election.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you guys on that one. In fact, I would agree. I mean, first things first, we got to try to win every election we possibly can. And by the way, I may be wrong. Richard texted me, thinks I'm wrong. Andy thinks I'm wrong. You might even think I'm wrong. I don't think Trump's election as president of the United States is in jeopardy any way, shape, or form. That's my own opinion. I could be completely wrong. I guess we'll find out on election night. But I still say Trump wins in a landslide on election night. I don't think that's changed.
Well, let me just say, you may be right, okay, and Joe, I think you'll agree with this. These riots may have already put this out of reach for Biden.
I think they have.
It's possible
And part of that is because what has Joe Biden, not Joe our caller, but what has Joe Biden done to counter that? Nothing. Zilch. Nothing.
Right.
Nada.
Well, and by the way, Joe, it doesn't have to be either or. Let's help Trump and all these down ballots.
Let me throw this at both you guys as well. So let's just say moving forward.
All right.
That Trump makes his pick on Saturday, and let's just say it's this woman.
Lagoa?
It's a woman. No, it's a woman. Okay. What is Joe Biden and the left going to do to actually attack President Trump picking even a woman to fill the seat of Ruth as we head into the election?
You know, you bring up a great point, because I have been contending that by choosing a woman flat out, he is making it much harder. Everybody's saying, oh my gosh, this is going to be even worse than the last two confirmations. No, it isn't.
No.
Democrats will not attack a woman with the ferocity that they attack those two men.
Yeah, but they're not going to be there.
But if it's a Latina woman,
it's even
worse. And Joe, I want you to weigh in. If it's a Latina woman, Joe, can you just imagine what it's going to be like for the Democrat senators in each one of these close races, Arizona, and all these, you know, Michigan, and all these close races, having to attack a Latina woman, because they're going to have to, because she will be his de facto running mate.
And not only that, many of these same senators, when she was confirmed as a district court judge,
right,
she went to a hearing, and the majority of those Democrats in the Senate voted to confirm her.
Right.
So they're going to have a tough time saying, yeah, you know, I voted to confirm her 4 years ago, but but now I've completely changed my mind. I was wrong 4 years ago. So I think the smart move is to put the Latino woman up, and I apologize, I keep forgetting her name.
Lagoa.
Lagoa.
Put her up. She's not as controversial. You keep the, she gets confirmed, and maybe you hold, but you don't make Susan Collins vote before the election. And then Trump wins re-election.
You don't need her vote anyway, so it doesn't matter. Susan Collins doesn't. We don't need Susan's vote anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, let me put this to you guys really quick. I believe the turtle, McConnell, went right to Susan Collins and said, don't worry, go ahead and pull yourself out of this vote. We're going to have the votes without you, and that'll help in Maine. What do you think?
Doesn't matter one way or the other to me.
I know. I'm just saying he wants to help her. What do you think, Joe?
But John, it'll matter if we lose 4 seats.
Agree.
On November 3rd, it'll matter.
No, what I'm saying is it doesn't matter whether she votes or not, because you've got it confirmed without her.
Right. So, okay, but...
So that's why I'm saying it doesn't matter.
Right. So hopefully you're right, and maybe she votes no, and maybe that helps her. Maybe McConnell says, Susan, you can go ahead and vote no. That's okay, and if it helps you, great.
Right.
But, you know, the most important battle in my mind is keeping the Senate, which means we keep control of the Supreme Court.
And, you know, maybe these conversations have gone on between them and Mitt, and that's why Mitt came out today and said what he said. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. No one knows.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
so,
and we won't know for years. Now, again, though, you guys still didn't answer my question.
Which one?
How does Joe Biden, no matter who Donald Trump nominates this coming Saturday, it's going to be a woman, we know that.
Okay.
How does Joe Biden and his team counter that and actually say something negative about him appointing a woman to replace another woman in the Supreme Court, other than he should have been the one doing it?
I can answer that if it's Barrett. Do you want to go first, Joe?
Yeah, he would say, he's going to say Roe v. Wade. She's going to kill Roe v. Wade, and women are great, but a woman who has to be pro-life. That's how he would position that. He would say she's the wrong woman.
Right.
So,
I think he's going to do three things if it's Amy Coney Barrett. Number one, he's going to say, you didn't even wait a day. The body wasn't even warm to start telling everybody that you were going to replace Ginsburg before the election. You jumped on that rather than honor her memory. Number two, he's going to say that you have chosen somebody who goes against everything Justice Ginsburg believed in. No wonder you didn't honor her memory. You put up the opposite of her. You put up somebody to destroy everything that she has done for the rights of women nationwide.
Yep.
Okay, so he can, I'll just leave that at those two. He can attack that pretty easily, and he can say, all you had to do is wait until after the election, but you wanted to get this in before the election because you want the power, Donald. You want the power, and you, there you were at your rallies doing chants about fill that seat, talking about how you were going to print off T-shirts and all this, and a woman had just died.
See, I don't think Joe's got enough smarts to say everything you just said, Andy, unless somebody's controlling the strings.
Well, they're going to script it for him, and he's going to practice for 20 hours. But yeah, you know, that's
say
what
that.
I mean, Joe, do you think that's basically going to be his message?
I 100%. And again, Barrett's a much softer target than LaGoya. And again,
I think you mean the opposite. Barrett would be a harder target for the left.
No.
They're softer, easier.
Oh, an easier target.
Easier target. She's so easy to attack.
I see what
it's
you're
really
saying.
Tough to attack LaGoya. She hasn't come out as pro-life. She's not a Catholic. Half the senators, Democrat senators, already voted to confirm her 3 years ago. So how are they going to go back and say, she was great 3 years ago, but now we don't like her? That's going to be tough.
It's going to look bad for all of them, isn't it, Joe? When they churn on her, and they're going to all do the same thing. By the way, I believe all 47 of them will vote against LaGoa too. I do.
Yeah,
it's just
going to
make them look bad.
Right, and I think they'll have to pull their horns in. They won't be able to come out and play it up for political purposes as much as they would with Barrett. So that's why I think in the short run, look, it's LaGoya first. Trump gets reelected. We maybe save some Senate seats. And then in 6 months, when Breyer hangs it up, we replace Breyer, with Barrett. And then you've got the Supreme Court. Again, providing you hang on to the Senate, you've got the Supreme Court locked up for the next 6 years at least. So that's my take.
Okay. Well said. Appreciate it, Joe. Have a good afternoon. And as always, good caller. We appreciate it very much. We'll take a quick timeout. We've got another guest joining us here in a moment, so stay tuned. Mighty Hand Construction is next. They want to help you around the house, windows, siding, expansion, roof, you name it. In fact, get your free roof inspection today. Go to klzradio.com or 970-844-9191.
It's time to stop painting over the damage and replace your siding. You'll be costing yourself more money in the long run by painting over wood rot and split boards every few years instead of committing to a full exterior redo with Mighty Hand. Micah and his team offer Diamond Coat siding, which comes with a 30-year, no paint, no fade warranty, so you'll have great-looking, durable siding for decades. You've been putting it off because you know it's a big expense, but you're not planning to move anytime soon, and you do want to feel like you're living in a nice place. Use some of that refi money to hire a local business you know will do a good job. As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand Construction can handle any exterior work in Northern Colorado, including roofing, siding, windows, driveways, decks, and more. Ask Micah and his team for an estimate on a full exterior redo at klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and he wants to help with all your mortgage needs, and we've talked to Kurt weekly on our Monday Mortgage Minute. A lot going on in the mortgage world, and there's a lot for you to do to save. And if you haven't taken advantage of that, please do today. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Call Kurt. Tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Listen, at this point, it might be Ronald McDonald. President Trump might say Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, we have decided to pick the Hamburglar. I have no idea where any of this is going to go. I'm hanging on like you are for dear life, but it feels like there is something providential going on.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I have a guest joining us here in a moment. We're going to talk some, I hate to use the word, I hate climate change. I hate global warming. I hate all that because it's just words.
They only came up with climate change because the global
there was
warming.
No global warming.
It reversed for a while. And so they had to come up with something else. Climate change. Well, doesn't it always? Unless you're on the moon.
In microcosms, in different places, yes, it does. Weather has a big impact on that, by the way.
It does.
And it's not the other way around. They will tell you that it's the global warming / climate change that affects the weather, not the other way around. But most weather people that really understand weather will tell you it's the opposite. By the way, just a side note, most of you probably, you may or may not know this, but as a side note, I don't know what the exact number is. I'd have to go back and look this up. I've got a great book that was actually produced or authored by a meteorologist here locally. But the reality is the majority, by and large, of true meteorologists, not the weather guy on Channel 7 or 9,
right?
But a true meteorologist, which I know some of them are, some of them aren't. Some are just made for TV. Okay, they might have that name associated with themselves, but they're still a TV person.
Well, the TV ones are all supermodels in short skirts.
Thank you. A real meteorologist, that's not fair. I realize some of them on TV are real. Okay, I'm not saying they're not. But
true.
Most true meteorologists do not believe in global warming or climate change. And I've got books that have been authored by them that prove that.
Well, you know who is not a supermodel in a short skirt on TV?
Who?
Mark Morano.
That's true. Mark, are you a supermodel on TV?
No. I may have played like, no, I'm not a scientist, but I play on TV. I could also play a supermodel if I need to.
All right, Mark is actually former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee and senior aide speechwriter and climate researcher for Senator James. And I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Is it Inhofe?
Inhofe, yes.
Inhofe, okay. All right, so talk to us about ClimateDepot.com.
ClimateDepot.com, I started it 11 years ago, and it's when I worked in the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. It's your alternative environment, energy, and climate news. And I focus on all the stuff the mainstream media ignores, and I give you the truth. I give you all the dissenting voices. So I think people will really enjoy ClimateDepot.com. And that led to the movies, Climate Hustle and Climate Hustle 2, which is coming out in 2 days, ClimateHustle2.com. And the movies with Kevin Sorbo, and we go through the whole issue of global warming. Is it about controlling the climate or you? And the answer is, it's not about the climate.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Mark, where do you see this movie?
You go to ClimateHustle2.com. It's a global rollout, Thursday night, September 24th at 8 p.m. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I think people are going to love it. They're going to have Kevin Sorbo, the actor from Hercules, doing Q&A. We have Mini AOC, John Stossel's on the panel. We traveled all over the world to UN summits. We had Václav Klaus, former president of Czech Republic. And we go through child indoctrination, the kids' lawsuits against the government, what they're learning in school, Hollywood hypocrisy, wacky solutions featured professors who want to shrink human beings genetically in order to lower our carbon footprint.
Oh, boy.
So it gets a lot of wacky stuff in
there. Is Greta Thunberg one of the stars?
Yeah.
How dare you? Yes. Greta is a major star of this, and we go through her whole history, and she's part of this whole kids, you know, the kids climate strike movement.
Hey, Mark.
And Greta, yeah.
Sorry, I just really wanted to ask a question. How could Greta Thunberg become this international star on a topic where she's never debated an expert on the other side of the topic? Never.
Well, it's the
not
same,
once.
You could ask the same question of Al Gore. I mean, none of these people will allow debate. They won't even get involved. I actually confronted environmentalist David Suzuki. You may know that name. He's been around since the 70s.
Yes, yeah.
He's the same international environmentalist. And when I started asking him questions at the UN summit last December in Madrid, he realized who I was and actually said that I was an evil person and it would not take any more questions. The second you ask them something that they're shocked, especially at a UN summit or by the media, they can't handle it. They label you, censor you, and shut down interviews. They will not. They will not debate. You know, you can't get anyone to debate this issue. The LA Times won't even print letters to the editors skeptical of climate change, let alone cover it in their reporting.
Unbelievable.
Do you wear that devil costume that John Lovett made popular on Saturday Night Live? I just think it'd be perfect. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, you're right, but they want to label you and, you know, and just, I was just called a sociopath, not making this up. The lead NASA global warming scientist, Dr. Gavin Schmidt, who's in charge of NASA's global warming, just called me a sociopath personally, and he said that, like most climate deniers, so he just called anyone who dissents on this a sociopath.
Unbelievable.
This is NASA's lead climate scientist. That's how deep this goes.
Yeah.
That's how insane this is. The UN chief, climate chief, we have in the movie, she admits that global warming, we seek a centralized transformation that will make life on planet Earth very different. This is what the UN is doing. The Green New Deal, we show you how it's not about the climate.
That's a money grab.
Architects admit it's a change the economy thing.
That's right,
yes,
it's a money grab.
About wealth
that's
redistribution,
right.
Social
that's right.
justice, etc.
That's right. Okay, so Climate Hustle 2, and I'm online, so I actually went to the website, you know, Googled it, went to the website. I'm assuming, just from looking at things, I can buy part one and two, that's $24.99, or part two only for $14.99, and I get to watch it Thursday night. Is that correct?
Yes. I think you can watch part one. Part one came out in 2016, and that dealt more with the science. This deals more with the agenda behind it.
Gotcha.
I think you can watch part one now, and then when it comes out Thursday night, you can watch it. And then after the Thursday night global broadcast at 8 p.m., then it'll be available on demand to own or buy, and then we'll have DVDs available as well.
Gotcha.
And again, I think people will really, I think they'll be eye-opening and entertaining because we go through, we have the left criticizing Hollywood left being criticized by the left in the film. And I think
we've seen that. And Mark, I've interviewed some of the folks that might very well even be in the movie. I've interviewed some of those folks on air and talked about some of those very things where, you know, we even got the Michael Moores of the world criticizing the left when it comes to even their energy stance and, you know, wind and solar and so on. And even he'll talk about what a hustle that part is.
It's amazing. In just this year alone, we've had Michael Schellenberger, Michael Moore. Michael Schellenberger was Time's Hero of the Environment. He spent decades as a climate activist. This guy is a hardcore left environmentalist.
Right.
He even went to Nicaragua to volunteer for the Sandinistas back in the 80s. And he came out and apologized for his role in the climate scare and said it was not justified. He recanted. Michael Moore, phenomenal. He didn't change his views on the climate scare, but he changed his views on solar, wind, and the whole Green New Deal style solution.
Right.
He got, for his trouble, Michael Moore was banned, taken off YouTube, and attacked by his own progressives. They call it, instead of Planet of the Humans, Michael Moore was exiled from Planet of the Progressives.
Yeah, it's it really is amazing. You know, talking about, and we all know, Michael Moore is about as left and progressive. In fact, he could be the poster child for that entire movement,
yes.
And they banned him from his own poster.
This is a man who went to Cuba when Castro was alive, and all he could find, no problems at all with Cuba. All he could do was praise their healthcare system.
Right.
And by the way, their literacy. Everyone praises their literacy. That's what Cuba's known for. In fact, if all you care about is literacy, Cuba's the place for you.
That's wonderful.
It's amazing.
Hey, Mark, you know, there's a lot of people out there listening right now. They're like, man, I'm in my family, I'm at work, I'm at school, whatever. And I've got this or that person around me who comes at me with these little factoids, right? These little pro-climate change factoids and stuff. Where can they go to get some simple points that they can offer in response?
Great question. I actually did when I was at the UN Climate Summit last December, I issued a 38-page report, but it's a talking page guide report. So it goes through and it has point, like Arctic, Antarctic, polar bears, CO2, hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and it's got little citations and short little answers. And if you go to climatedepot.com, which is my website, and just look up talking points report in the search engine, you can find that report. And in addition to that, I authored the 2019 book last year, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. And that is all laid out in very simple, non-scientific terms for people to read.
I own the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming. Is this pretty similar?
Yeah, that was a 2007 book
right.
by Chris Horner. And I did the update in 2019. So my book is a decade and a half newer with all the fresh information, and it deals with the Green New Deal and everything else.
Oh, I'm getting it.
So question for you, Mark, because we really know the majority of what we're talking about, let's face it, they started this movement years and years and years ago through the public school system, literally brainwashing young people's heads to where by the time they got to college, they were convinced that the earth was going to destroy itself, that humans were evil, that we were the plague of the earth, and we should actually be all wiped out. And if we didn't have any more humans left, then the earth would be great. Let's face it, that movement started years and years ago. How do we now turn that course and go back the other direction?
Well, that is a great question. That's what we do in the film. And we have to recapture, because unlike in England when Al Gore's film aired, they had a judge ruled that more than a dozen scientific errors, and the film had to have a disclaimer. In the U.S., we have a decentralized school system. So you have to fight this school board by school board, state by state, county by county. But beyond that, there is something called Common Core curriculum, and that has become very alarmist and basically says there's never been a debate and just touts the UN Al Gore line. That is becoming standardized. So that's one way you can do it on the national level, but it's very hard. The best tool you have is to educate your kids that anytime you watch the media and even most of your teachers and certainly all of your professors are completely wrong on this, and there's an agenda behind it. And the agenda is this: science has become another branch of the government.
Mm-hmm.
It is science in support of policy. And we go into that in the movie. The National Academy of Science is 100% funded by government. If politicians want our National Academy of Sciences to support carbon taxes and cap and trade, which they've done, by golly, they'll do it because they're paid to do it. This is scientists can only get grants to do studies that show how bad global warming is going to be, but you're not going to get a study to say, if you're a skeptic, to talk about and debunk anything. That's
right.
Just the way it works. So we're in a very bad place right now, and the movie has to expose it, and then we give you solutions at the end.
Hey, Mark, also, you made a great point about kids are just overwhelmed in these schools nowadays, and the most powerful thing is an equipped kid. Do you guys have any curriculum for young people that would help them understand and process some of these points and be ready for what hits them in school?
Actually, we do not at the moment. We've been talking about doing that because we've been around the country, and I've been testifying at some of these school boards about these Common Core curriculum. But yeah, we need even if it's a 10-page study guide on dissenting science and alternative views, and it's beyond climate. I mean, you mentioned earlier, it's got everything to do with overpopulation, environmentalism,
right.
trees, species extinction. I testified last year in Congress with the former Greenpeace co-founder Patrick Moore, who turned against the organization,
right.
about the UN species report. I mean, this was a just outrageous distortion of science. They were claiming all these species going extinct, but they had no names for the species. They were theoretical species that might exist in computer models and that might be going extinct in the future. But it was all about fear, alarm, and science for lobbying purposes.
Mark, I have just one more question. Robert De Niro says if Trump wins, he'll leave the country. If you win, will he leave the planet?
I don't know, but someone should do a study, talking about peer-reviewed studies, all these celebrities who threatened to leave. I don't think a single one has ever actually left the country when something didn't go their way. So I think they're just And how is that supposed to be a threat if he left the country? It's one of the silliest things. But
honestly, and Mark, you know this, most people wouldn't care if they did.
Not at all. In fact, we have Harrison Ford in this film. One of the funniest things, he's a UN climate spokesman. He's at all the UN events, including the species events. He's all about restricting and austere living for everyone around the world. But he himself admitted, and I actually got to ask him this. I got to interview Harrison Ford. He flies up. He loves flying so much. He's a pilot that he often flies up the coast for a cheeseburger.
Yep.
Does that sound low carbon to you? And I asked him about it, and the only thing he would tell me at the UN climate summit was, "Oh wow, I'm a vegan now, so he doesn't eat meat anymore." But he still flies a ton.
And by the way, I don't have a problem with that. The problem I have is him having a problem with everybody else doing it except him. That's the problem
I
have.
That's the point, yes.
I have a problem with him not eating cows, which are killing the, environment.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Organic farming is said to actually, according to a study by Carnegie University, is actually has a worse impact than conventional farming, because you need more land with organic.
And again, though, Mark, I'm of the opinion of, I don't care because I don't think we have a problem in that area anyway. So to me, it's a non-issue either way. The issue I have is the fact that we're shoving bad science, not facts, down kids' throats. So by the time they're in their early 20s, they've been brainwashed into believing we're all going to die from global warming.
And that's exactly right. Here's the way to look at it. Global warming is merely the latest scare in order to achieve the same end. In other words, you go back to overpopulation, the global cooling scare, all of these different environmental scares, they all have the same solution: more government, central planning,
that's right,
wealth redistribution, treaties. And that's what we're facing right now. The Green New Deal could never pass on its own merits. It can only pass if you implore people to believe there's a climate emergency and we have no time to debate it.
That's right.
By the way, the model is COVID. The climate activists love COVID. The movie Climate Hustle 2 opens up with the United Nations and other quotes of people telling you that the COVID lockdowns were wonderful for the planet. It was fantastic. They are jealous of it. So if you're enjoying COVID lockdowns, you're going to be excited about the coming climate lockdowns, because they are taking notes.
Yep.
And that fear works. People have been obedient to the viral fears.
Yep.
They've been trying to get people afraid of climate fears.
And I agree with that. They've just used COVID as one more tool in that toolbox. That's all they've done.
Yeah, the parallels are incredible. They come up with hyped, scary models that get everyone frightened, and then they suspend normal democracy. In other words, you can't actually debate. How many, do you know of a single legislator or city council in America that voted for a lockdown?
None.
They were all done through executive orders.
By appointment.
So
that's exactly right. 100%. Yep.
And in Victoria, Australia, they've suspended parliament. They have a public health director who no one even knew their names now
running things,
issuing quarantine orders and 1 hour a day and mask mandates, and police are arresting people. They've created a police state with public health officials. It's called a technocracy, and it's ruled by experts, where, in other words, if you don't have the credit, you don't know more. These people have studied it their whole lives. It's just for your own good.
Yep.
You can't go to that funeral, that wedding. You can't have a barbecue. You can't have that party. We're doing this for your own good. You're like unruly children, and snitches get rewards. That's what the LA mayor said. This COVID has been the greatest assault on American freedom since the founding of our republic, and
Amen.
The climate people are taking notes.
Amen.
That's what's happening.
Amen. Mark, you and I speak the same language. Love to have you back. This is awesome. I'll watch the movie Thursday night. This is fabulous. Again, it's climatedepot.com, folks. Head there. Check it out. Subscribe or sign up, I should say. Pay to watch the movie. Let's just be frank, Mark. No, let's not mince any words. Pay, watch the movie. That's how this works.
Well, it's $15 and your whole family can watch
there
it.
There you go.
The movie theater.
It'll be a great night. Make some popcorn and have fun.
The movie.
That's right.
ClimateHustle2.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Mark Morano, and we'll have him back. He speaks our language very much.
Yes, he does.
Good stuff. All right, we'll come right back. I got something I want to play when we come back that goes right along the lines of everything we've been talking about most of the day, including what we just talked about with Mark. Purify Chevrolet, though, is up next. Get all of your car needs handled at one place, new, used, even getting your GM vehicle fixed. They'll do that as well. PurifyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. Being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, and he would love to help you out with all of your financial advising needs. That's what he does. He's a financial advisor, and he would love to help you plan for retirement and get you ready for that. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, I'm going to play something for you. Welcome back. It's only take me a minute. This was, you'll know who's talking as soon as I play it, and we can talk about it as soon as we come back. If you don't know who this voice is, we have really big problems, let's just say that.
All right.
All right, here we go. I'm going to hit play. No matter what happens. Hang on. Where's my cord? Charlie, I forgot to plug my cord in. How did I forget to do that? I never do that. I never forget to put the cord in.
You know, John, at a certain age, things just start.
Oh, I never forget to put the cord in. All right, let me back it up. Start over. Here we go.
No matter what happens, everybody sticks to the
team. We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You know what we're going to what you have to do?
You just got
to
vote.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
Need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can stack the courts and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
Well, you need two-thirds vote in the Congress and three-quarters of the state legislatures.
They may be able to do that.
Maybe.
No. Sorry, Don. Not happening. Don Lemon's a putz, by the way.
What if Joe Biden gets elected and he legalizes 22 million... new Democrat voters, which he will. Then does that become possible? I mean, it's still going to be difficult,
so
but then it's still it's somewhat maybe in reach.
And keep in mind, that's Cuomo, who's no conservative, arguing with him. Or Cuomo, sorry, that's Cuomo.
No.
That's Cuomo, who's no conservative, arguing with him.
No, call him Cuomo. I kind of like that.
You know, Cuomo, Cuomo, whatever.
It's Cuomo.
He's the one arguing with him.
Right.
There's...
When even Chris Cuomo is looking at you and saying, "Ah, dude,"
when you're saying, "Don, you're smoking too much wacky tobacco," you know, this isn't going to happen, and he keeps arguing with you. That tells you how far left Don Lemon is.
Being too nuts for Cuomo is being too evil for hell.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It's just,
this is the hardcore radical left and what they believe.
Oh yeah,
Don Lemon's the spokesman.
This is why, with the party of choice, I've always said the entire heart of the left is control. The desire to just seize control of every aspect of your life, no matter what it takes.
And that's Don Lemon.
Yeah.
He's a spokesman for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So everything we've talked about today, folks, if you don't do the things that it takes to, and I know some of you feel like you got to hold your, and I don't look at this way ever. So I got to hold my nose to vote for so-and-so. Oh, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. I'm tired of hearing that.
Yeah, what about these people who say, "I won't vote for Cory Gardner"? Oh, I'm voting Trump, but not Gardner.
Because you're an idiot. That's what I'm going to say you are. You're an idiot.
Yeah, folks, if you like Trump, you vote garbage.
Because otherwise, what I just played is what you get.
Yeah.
Do you not understand this, folks? This isn't rocket science. Get rid of your pettiness, which is what I'm going to call it, when it comes to this, well, I'll have to hold my nose to vote for so-and-so. Oh, get over yourself.
But, John, what about my conscience?
Oh, shut up. I am so sick of hearing that.
I know that, like, your conscience suddenly becomes more important than numbers and math.
Than the country?
And math.
Thank you.
This is about math,
thank
folks.
You.
If they have the numbers,
they win.
They do whatever they want to your conscience.
You are a moron if you say that. I'm just going to say it flat out. You are flat out a moron if you tell me, well, I have to hold my nose to vote for them.
No, I voted for Mitt Romney in 2012. He discussed me today. Do I regret my vote? Nope.
Me neither. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. One thing you'll never regret is getting that kitchen to be enchanted. Okay? It's as simple as this. Go to klzradio.com, look up Enchanted Kitchens, or you can call them directly at 303-376-7588.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Text message came in, by the way. It says, the I'm staying home guy is one of the reasons the state went blue.
Yep.
Yeah, well said, by the way. Well said, Mr. or Mrs. Texter. I don't know who you are, but...
There's basically two groups you and I attack a lot. It's the I'm staying home guy and the third party guy. Look, if you're not going to play in the game, if you're not going to get on the field, go home.
Or just move to another country and be done, would you please?
Yeah, move to another country because you're not helping fix this one.
Go to Australia where they've now got the health guy running things, if you like that better.
Yeah.
Right? Like we just heard.
Evil triumphs when good men do what?
Nothing.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.